ask you about Neil Sterling. Did get a lot of reps early, but how much has he come on?
You know, he's been awesome. You know, it's kind of, he's gotten his chance, you know, with obviously Sadies and Julius getting banged up. But I thought he's been good, really, since he got the chance to play. He had a couple really big catches against Kansas City. And he's continued to do a good job. You know, he's a former receiver, you know, so he's kind of spent some time running a lot of routes and doing that stuff. So he's kind of got that aspect of it down and has a comfort level there. Obviously, you know, he's still working on blocking and doing different stuff in the run game. But I think he's been unbelievable. He's really taken advantage of, you know, kind of the time and the reps that he's been able to get.
How impressive is the offensive line been? I think they've only been up 4 sacks in the last 4 games.
Yeah, really good. You know, it's a tribute to them. And it's really a tribute to everybody, you know, as far as the backs helping, tight ends helping, because we've played some really good fronts, and this week's no different. You know, they're going to have to continue to kind of be a team effort, but not to take anything away from the offensive line. They've been unbelievable in giving me time and time to make plays. The receivers have done a good job winning and winning quick, and they've held up strong up front. It's been really good.
I'm going to be the jerk to ask this, but one stat kind of took off last week after last week. Yeah. You might have seen it. 10 career wins and 11 career pick sixes.
Yeah.
Just like how is that? Does it bother you? How? I mean, obviously.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it obviously sucks. You know, it's not as a quarterback anything you ever want to be known for or do. You know, but I don't know. You know, I guess I've thrown 11 touchdowns to the wrong team, and you got to try and not do that so much.
When there's guys in your face like that on this pick six, what does Hackett say? Do you just throw it away? Do you take the sack? Or should you have made that throw?
Right. You know, it's kind of, you know, each time and situation is a little different, you know, because it's kind of you take the sack or you don't throw it, right? Well, then, you know, then there's kind of a similar situation at the end of the game that leads to a fumble. You know, so trying to do anything you can to, you know, because I thought, and, you know, I wish I would have done something different at the last play of the game because I thought our offensive line did a really good job the whole game, you know, kind of kept Von Miller in check. And then for him to have, you know, a strip sack or whatever he's credited as on the last play of the game and that, you know, kind of felt bad for those guys because I thought they did a really good job. And that was kind of the end of the game that happened, you know. But I think it's trying to make a play, you know, but there are times where it's just better to hold on to the ball, not, you know, risk anything and kind of go down. You know, so I guess it's kind of figuring out when to do that.
How do you maintain confidence when the turnovers keep coming? I mean, how do you as your quarterback get out on the field and stay true to yourself when things are going poorly with turnovers?
Right. Yeah, I think you just got to keep throwing it. You know, I've thrown, you know, like Mark said, 11 pick sixes. That's part of the game. You know, no, that's obviously the extreme side of it, but you know, those things are going to happen. I understand that. I have, you know, a severe or a really big conscious, I guess, of taking care of the ball when you go into a game, and you know, it's really a big focus of mine in trying to do that. You know, balls are going to get tipped and things are going to happen. You know, I guess what's better for, I think, you know, since Nathaniel's taken over, there's been you know, I think a lot less bad decision interceptions. I mean, I think the two interceptions that happened last week against Denver, that stuff's going to happen. Balls are going to get tipped and they're going to catch it, or you're going to get hit and it's going to go where you weren't trying to throw it. That stuff's going to happen. But I think as far as going to the right place with the ball and being on time, I think that's been a lot better, you know, in these past 5 games. But you just can't do it. I mean, we're minus 18 or whatever in the turnover battle or turnover ratio. And it's hard to win any games like that. I mean, I think our last 5 games we've been have been one possession games, and you know, it's actually pretty impressive with the turnover margin being the way it is.
Has your confidence wavered at all?
No, not at all. And you know, I think it's, you know, it comes from Gus and Nathaniel, and you know, I think the support they have in me, and you know, I think the confidence I have in myself. You know, I think that I believe I can do this. I believe we can do this. You know, I think it's just a matter of time, and I think we're really close. You know, I know people are tired of hearing that, and I'm tired of saying it, but we're not far off.
10 targets for A-Rob, 3 catches the other day. When you watch that back, did you see some missed chances for both you guys?
Yeah, definitely. There was definitely some of both. You know, we talked about it. We met the other day with, you know, me and him, and just trying to talk through some things and figure out, you know, how do we get on the same page? How do we get back to what we did last year and sometimes earlier in the season? But there was some, you know, missed throws on me, miscommunication. So it was good to sit down with him and kind of go through and see what he was thinking, you know, kind of each time and each route, and then, you know, kind of talk through all that. So I think it helped And that'll, you know, continue because I'm going to give them, you know, all the opportunities in the world to make plays.
Is that just you two?
Yeah.
Is that unusual?
For us to do that, yeah. Because, I mean, usually, I mean, he's an unbelievable guy. You know, we spend a lot of time. We're always talking. But I think that was kind of a thing where it was, you know, let's sit down together. Let's sit down, you know, with Nathaniel and talk through some of this stuff and figure some of it out rather than, you know, keep going 3 for 10 or whatever and just letting it go. You know, let's try and figure it out.
How surprising that it came to that considering last year.
And, you know, it's hard because it's frustrating. You know, I know he gets unbelievably frustrated with everything that's gone on, as am I. So, you know, and both of us have a respect for each other, and we both are rooting for each other. And, you know, I think we're on the same page. But I think there comes a time and a point where you need to sit down and just talk about it, and not in a negative way at all. Let's just find out how to a way to get on the same page so we can make plays.
What was the biggest thing you wanted to emphasize in that meeting?
I think just the communication part of it. You know, it's hearing from him, you know, what because he sees a lot of different stuff, you know, that I don't see. You know, he's out there and there's a guy right in front of him, whereas I'm looking at it from 30 yards away and Nathaniel's looking at it from the sideline. So he sees and he gets an up-close and personal view of that stuff and sees different things. So it's, you know, let's make sure we have a route tree for you, and then when the guys, you know, we'll figure out how he's playing you and what we can get to, and then, you know, when we get to it, let's hit on it.
Like how was the shoulder? And after you dove for that first down, you looked like you were in a lot of pain. I mean, was there any thought of checking out for a play or whatever it might be?
Yeah, no. You know, it's kind of that time of year, I guess, later in the season where guys are banged up. You know, I don't think anybody's 100% healthy. It'd be perfect to, you know, stand up here and say that, but I don't think a lot of guys are. You know, so I'm a lot, you know, more fortunate than a lot of guys on the team. And it's kind of part of it. You know, it's not anything that I don't think will keep me from playing. You know, it's just an injury, I guess.
You weren't concerned about the pain that you were in that might affect your throw?
Yeah, no. Threw a couple balls on the sideline, and it was okay.
Two really good corners last week. What does Rhodes look like this week on tape?
Yeah, you know, he's just as good. You know, I think he's definitely one of the best. He's a rangy guy that's bigger, you know, and he's been playing for a couple years now. So I think, obviously, fast, really good athlete. And then they got a guy on the other side that's been, you know, in the league for a really long time in Newman. So I think it'll be another challenge. And I think, you know, it's exciting to see, you know, what we can do against another top defense.